Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I bring you another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. As I read these inspirational devotionals here to you every single day to get you to understand the importance about believing, trusting, and being faithful to our wonderful Creator. And today it's called Going to the Mountaintop, and it's a wonderful devotional that I'm going to read. Please take this message to heart because this message will bless you tremendously. I just know it. If you trust and believe in this message, your whole life will change. Everything, your outlook on everything. Yesterday when I was driving, I saw a rainbow after a storm. What a great, great pattern that Yahweh gives us. The rainbow after the storm. So remember that as we read this devotional right now. I'm going to start, and it says, going up to the mountaintop. It's all a matter of perspective, my child. Perceive with eyes of trust, hope, and understanding. Hear my still small voice. It was on a mountaintop that Isaac was to be sacrificed. Not a valley, not a slum, not a prison. It was from the place of blessing I asked Abraham to pass the test. And Abraham called the name of the place Yahweh Jireh, as it is said to this day. On the mountain Yahweh provides. Genesis 22:14. The reward was already prepared. Only one thing was needed, faith. And therefore, only one thing needed testing, faith. Perhaps you feel like you are in a valley. Listen, child. It is really a mountaintop in disguise. I have your reward here with me. You have only one job, believe. Perhaps two, believe and rejoice when you are being tested. 1 Peter 1, verse 6. I am Abba. I will not let you fall. Romans 11:11. Have I not told you that by weeping lasts for the night, but joy comes in the morning? Psalms 30, verse 5. Mourning signifies a time of heavenly illuminations. Do you really think I would let you fall into a place of despair and then leave you there? Did I not say, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:12. Yes, I am trying to change you, but only to make you holy, set apart. If I left you the way you are, you could not stand in my presence. I am worth it to you. Am I not worth the pain? Lay aside everything that keeps you from loving me and seek first what I ask, my kingdom and my righteousness. I will take care of everything else, Matthew 6:33. My plan for you are the reasons you were created, and this is for goodness, for purity, for joy, for my honor. I will not be changing my patterns for your life, loved one. They are already perfect. Yes, my child, it feels like a valley, but it is truly a mountaintop in disguise. If you quiet your mind, you will hear my gentle whispers. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Song of Solomon 2, verse 10. Come away with me. It's on the mountaintop you will be tested. And it's on the mountaintop you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I look at the scriptures and I think about this devotional, I'm like, wow. Wow. The hopelessness that comes upon man today and the trust and the faith that he brings us to a place of blessings and joy and peace and comfort. Somebody said to me yesterday, they said, I missed your daily Bible readings that you did because you're doing all these devotionals now, but I want to hear the word of God. I don't want to hear your devotionals. And I will submit to you that these are his patterns that we must understand to get a clearer understanding of what his scriptures say. And when I return with those daily Bible readings, once you get this understanding down of these devotionals, your outlook on them is going to be completely different in a more positive way. You're going to see so much more and understand so much more, because it's not just about hearing the words of Scripture. It's about getting the essence and rooting that in our hearts to understand why these Scriptures need to come alive to us. And when we think about this message today, we think about people like Job or Jeremiah or Daniel and all the darkness that they had to suffer through to be a light in that darkness. They never lost hope. They never lost hope. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to lose all hope. But we must put all our hope in Yeshua. That's what we must do. Our Creator can do everything except one thing. He can't lie. And He says He will never leave us as long as we're faithful and we have hope. Only hopelessness leads to depression. We must rise above and trust and have faith and be confident that our Creator will fight for us. And all we have to do is stop trying to take control and let Him be in control. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Yahweh will give you peace like nothing else can. Exodus 14, verse 14. We must remember this. It says in Proverbs 23:18, surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. Your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 24:14 says, know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you and your hope will not be cut off. Our Creator promises us, as long as our faith is there, our hope will not be cut off. We must understand that, because we're going to hit some valleys. But we understand He's walking us through those valleys and taking us through those mountaintops. But those mountaintops aren't what we think they're going to be. Just like Abraham took Isaac to that mountaintop, it wasn't a place that we would think a mountaintop would be, with sacrifices and all this stuff going on up there. But when Abraham came down, he had that blessing for his trust in Yahweh. Psalms 147 verse 11 says, Yahweh values those who fear Him, those who put their hope in His faithful love. Psalms 39:7 says, and so Yahweh, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in You. Romans 8:24 to 26 says, for in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what it sees? But we hope for what we do not see. We wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And Psalms 52 verse 9 says, I will praise You forever, O Yahweh, what You have done. I will trust in Your good name in the presence of Your faith. People, all my hope is in Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can tell you something, the Scriptures promise that our Creator will never forsake His children, never, even to His enemies. He said to have forgiveness on them. They do not know what they do. And those that love Him, it's so much more. Psalms 9 verses 10 and 11 says, and they that know their name will be put their trust in Thee. For Yahweh has not forsaken them that seek Him. And sing praises to Yahweh. Sing praises to Yahweh. And I give you these Scriptures today to encourage you. To encourage you. There's so much in the world that we can use to get us down. But we want to be so crazy for Yahweh that people think we're insane. How can that person have so much joy? Just like in Fox's Books of Martyrs, when people were about to be killed and they did it with joy. They went there and they were able to sing psalms because the peace and the calmness that was amongst them. You're worried about losing your job, but people were losing their lives and they were able to have that calmness amongst them, knowing that all their hope is in Yahweh and they trust in His word. Psalms 37:28 says, for Yahweh loves justice and does not forsake His godly ones. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked will be cut off. And Deuteronomy 31:8 says, Yahweh is the one that goes ahead of you, and He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. That's my thing to you today, friends. Do not fear or be dismayed. Brothers and sisters, do not fear or be dismayed. No matter what the situation is, trust in Yahweh. Trust in Him and do His will, and you will not be put to shame. Psalms 25:3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. The answer is putting our hope and our faith and our trust in Him, always. Isaiah 54:4 says, do not be afraid, you will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:7 says, instead of your shame, you'll receive a double portion. And I call you today to listen to this and trust the scriptures and what they say. Whenever you're feeling hopeless, remember what it says in Hebrews 12, verses 2 to 3. Fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured on the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. We must be imitators of Yeshua, be able to put our life aside to rise above, and to be on that mountaintop with Him where we get those blessings. To deny ourselves and our flesh and put all our hope in Yeshua. Psalms 25, verse 5 says, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my Savior. My hope is with you all day long. And I remind you all what it says in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. A scripture that you hear so often, but how many of us put it to heart? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be known to Yahweh, and peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. It surpasses all understanding, even in your own. How could you expect me to be thankful and be calm when all this stuff is going on? But that's what He wants us to do. He says, trust me, trust me, trust me. And I remember Psalms 119, verse 116 to 17, that says, uphold me according to your promise, that I may live. And let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up that I may be safe and have regard for your statutes continually. That's what we need to have the heart of, and to think, and to do, and to desire. Every one of you that's listening right now, never give up. Never give up. Never give up that hope. Never giving up understanding in His word. We need to be strong. Some of you contact me and you've lost your job. Some of you contacted me and your spouse left you because you're trying to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Some of you call and contact me and you're sick or somebody you know is sick. Some of you contact me and just things in your life aren't going well. Somebody contacted me the other day contemplating suicide, having suicidal thoughts. Somebody else contacted me telling me about everything that was wrong with their physical body. Somebody contacted me every day and told me all the things about how their life is going down the drains and they're getting old and they can't do certain things. These are not patterns of Yahweh. Yahweh wants to bless us. We need to remain hopeful even at those times of despair. It says in Psalms 31:24, be of good courage and He shall strengthen your heart. All you that hope in Him. 1 Corinthians says, be on the alert and stand firm in the faith and act like men and be strong. Be strong. Yahweh is strong. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. But it comes with belief and trust and faith. That's what we need. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. And I call you all today to remember, do not give up. The answer isn't in some psychiatrist, and the answer is definitely not in some pharmaceutical drug. The answer is trusting and believing on our Creator and speaking to Him and just trusting His word. Trust in His word. It's everything we've got, and it's a beautiful thing. Psalms 28:7 says, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. All my hope is in Yeshua. We trust in Him. Trust in Him. And the more you hear these scriptures, when you wake up, read scripture. When you go to sleep, read scripture. They say when you go to sleep and you wake up, the last thing you've seen or heard is what you remember. And remember these scriptures and take them to heart. And this is what Abraham must have been thinking when he was going to sacrifice Isaac on the mountain. How could Yahweh ask me to sacrifice my only son? How can Isaac ask me to do this? Or Daniel had when Daniel got castrated. How can Yahweh do this to me and expect me to serve him? Or when Job was suffering with all his illness and everything else and lost his children and everyone else. How could Yahweh expect me to trust him after I lost everything that I had? We go on and on. We go on and on. We have the apostle Shaul, Paul, who was almost killed over and over again. We have Yeshua himself. How could we trust Yahweh with all this stuff going on? And it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. In all his ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. And that's the answer. Lean not on your own understanding. He will do things that go beyond your understanding. And it's not for us to figure out. It's us for trust him and praise him. Isaiah 26, verse 4 says, trust in Yahweh forever. For Yahweh himself is the rock eternal. And he's never changed and he never will change. I'm not fearing things of man. I'm not fearing all these different things that are going on in today's world. I just sit back and I watch the blessings that Yahweh bestows among me. And we can't let anyone take us off track. Not somebody's words. The enemy will use some words to try to shake people up. The only words we need to understand is what it said in Psalms 112, verses 6 and 7. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts will be steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. We must put our trust in him, our hope and our faith in him. It says in Psalms 37, 5, commit your way to Yahweh and trust in him and he will do this. And I promise you, if you look back on your life, whenever you got away from Yahweh's patterns and tried to do things your own way, the result wasn't good. But whenever you followed Yahweh's pattern, the result was tremendously good. And he's doing a continuous work in our lives to calm us down and keep us at peace. But remember, we must have that faith. We shouldn't be worried. We should just have faith because with him, all things are possible. With man, there are things that are impossible and seem like can't be done. With Yahweh, everything can be done. Nothing is too hard for him. As it says in Job, no purpose of Yahweh can be thwarted. Yahweh will not forsake you, so take calmness and rest and peace. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. He's going to bless us. That's what he wants us to do. Those trials are what helps us make it through. Those trials strengthen us. Remember, Job, who was already a righteous man, became even more stronger through his trials and his testing. But we must have that faith, because without faith, it's impossible to persevere. But we have that faith in him. And we read these books like Fox's Books of Martyrs where people are dying, but they're dying singing hymns and psalms, and they know that we're just here for a short time, but we're going to a better place. It's wonderful things. Wonderful things are ahead for us. Yahweh will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Yeshua Messiah, Philippians 4:19. And Philippians 1, verse 6, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Yeshua Messiah. We have no reason to worry and no reason to fear. We just need to praise a wonderful creator. And I know it's not easy to pray and praise when times are hard, but it's only because of our disbelief that it's not easy, because we know that it's a wonderful thing. And when I was going through one of the darkest times of my life, crying with doubt and misunderstanding, and I fell into that victim mentality of why me, and why this, and why this, so much so that my emotions could get me physically sick, not understanding why I was going through what I was going through. It says in Psalms 30, verse 5, and it was the verse that just changed my life, changed my situation. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. I promise all of you, if you have faith and trust in him, you'll find yourself waking up on that mountaintop with his blessings, with his blessings. Sometimes he wants us to go through these hard times to get there. He wants us to get there. He wants us to go there. But he'll comfort us and he'll put us in calmness and peace like we never knew. Like we never knew before in our lives. And it was very difficult for me. It was very difficult to let go of certain things and ideas and control of certain things. But he wants us to be steadfast. And he wants us to never let go. Never let go. We have to remember there are going to be scars in our lives from our past hurts. But don't let that bring you down. Don't let that bring us down. Let us remind us of how much he's taken us out of that darkness and blessed us tremendously. It's a beautiful thing. We have to be resilient. Remember Job, who was going through these trials. Just remember, it's so amazing and beautiful. In Job, the first chapter of Job 21, verse 22. Says, I left my mother's womb naked and I will return to Yahweh naked. Yahweh has given and Yahweh has taken away. May the name of Yahweh be blessed. Job neither sinned nor charged Yahweh with wrongdoing in all of this. Going through a storm that most people can't even imagine, he was able to remain calmful and faithful during these times. Yahweh put that calmness amongst him. He was able to stay steadfast in Yahweh. We have to be strong in Yahweh and be confident and wait on him. It said in Psalm 31, verses 23 to 24. Love Yahweh, all you faithful followers of his. Yahweh protects those who have integrity, but he pays back the one who acts arrogantly. Be strong and confident, all you who wait on Yahweh. Yes, we can do all things to him. We must stay and trust him. And we must also be willing and able to give thanks in every situation. Always thank Yahweh for everything. Because everything is part of his wonderful plan for us. No matter where you've been, no matter what you're going through, that mountaintop is waiting for us. The joy comes in the morning. The sun rises every day. And yesterday I was riding through the storm and I saw a big rainbow right after it. I saw a rainbow, the sign of his covenant, the reminder. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. I got so much stuff going on in my life right now. I would have, if I didn't have Yahweh, I would have so much anxiety. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I wouldn't be able to function in the daytime. I wouldn't be able to focus. I'd get myself sick worrying about how things are going to turn out. But I put all my hope in him. I sleep wonderful. I have so much joy and I'm confident he's going to take care of everything. He always does. And he always will, no matter what's going to happen. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's the difference. We have to get out of this why me mentality, or why us, or how come. And we have to get into the mentality of thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing and you're going to do. Joshua 1:9 says, I repeat, be strong and brave and don't be afraid and don't panic. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, and I am be with you in all you do. And he's going to be with us in all we do. In all we do. As it says in James 1, verses 2 to 4, consider your trials a joy. A joy that'll just help your faith and produces endurance. Remember, we're in this race, and we must not give up. Not give up. Be resilient for him and his word. And his word. You're troubled on every side, but do not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Job 17:9 says, the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. We must be content and humble before Yahweh and keep our focus on him. As it says in Hebrews 12, we must focus on Yeshua, the source of our goal and faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured on the death on the cross. And ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven. the one next to the throne of Yahweh. Think about Yeshua, who endured opposition from sinners so that you don't become tired and give up, and trust in Yahweh with all situations at all times. Pray for resilience during these times. He promises he'll fight for us. He'll give us everything we need. When we're in trouble, we come to him and he'll deliver us. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you," in Jeremiah 29. "They are for good and not disaster, for a future and for a hope." Listen, I know many of you right now are going through some trials. And I remember of that story I told you about, that the man that sat next to the woman on the plane. And she asked him, "How do you know that that Bible's true?" And he started taking her to some scriptures. And she said, "I don't want to hear about the scriptures. I want to hear from your heart. I want to hear from your own personal experience." And he didn't know what to do. He went to the bathroom and then he came back. And Yahweh says, "Tell her your testimonial." And he did. He told her his testimonial. And I could tell you all these scriptures and all these words that I share with you in these devotionals. Some of you, might sound like words or even just scripture that you've heard too many times to understand or comprehend. But these are things that personally have happened in my life. And they continue to happen. My life, that's walk in darkness, but I'm a shining light because I have his word attached to my heart. And it's a light. And he is guiding my steps. Like somebody that just got in an accident and is paralyzed and gets up from that wheelchair and starts to walk for the first time. Not only does he heal that spine, but he guides our steps. Not only in the darkness, but he turns on the light so we can see where we're going. He moves our feet one after another, and he takes us to that place of comfort, peace, and calmness. And that's where we all want to be today. And I pray that your faith will believe, and your life will be tremendously, tremendously clear that Yahweh loves you and he will never forsake you. And it's such a great blessing. It's such a great, great blessing. And it's not for us to focus on the bad things we've done in life or to focus on all the bad that's going on in this world, but to be thankful for his patience, his grace, and his mercy, to love him and trust him with all our heart, and absolutely stop leaning on our own understanding and trust him in everything we do, and we'll be truly blessed. Praise Yah, praise Yah. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Have a blessed day. And may Yahweh be with you and keep you. And thank you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. The end. When shadows fall, you know.